Right, let's take a final look at your sport this morning. Ethiopia's Imani Saifu Haile has crossed the finish line of the fifth edition of the Durban International Marathon, where she finished in a time of 2 hours and 31.45 minutes to claim gold. Now she adds to her gold for the 50-kilometer record at the Nedbank Runified Breaking Barriers Ultra Marathon, clocking a time of 3 hours and 29 seconds in Gqeberha last month. In the men's race, Kiprotich Felix Kirui of Kenya finished first in a time of 2 hours and 10.45 seconds. Godwin Katakurak finishing behind him in 2 hours and 11.2 minutes. And then
Thompson coming through, Simbini tracking him all the way. Who's going to get there? Oh, I think it's Simbini on the line, on the dip.
South African sprinter Akani Simbini made it 3 from 3 in the outdoor sprints as he blitzed to the title in 9.98 seconds in a thrilling 100 meter at the Diamond League in Shanghai yesterday. Now Simbini edged out Jamaican athlete Kishane Thompson, who took second place in 9.99 seconds, with Olympic 200-meter champion Letsile Tebogo of Botswana third in 10.03 seconds. Despite the win, Simbini, who won the short sprint at the opening leg of the Diamond League last week, says he wasn't happy with his run.
Well, the beginning, the part that I've been working on, you know, so it's frustrating that I just didn't get it right today, but happy with the fact that I was able to make up for that mistake, you know, and just come out here and just get the win. Hey man, another win.
And then big news dropped in the world of cricket yesterday. Proteas fast bowler Kagiso Rabada faces suspension after testing positive for a prohibited drug. Now Rabada, who sits second in the International Cricket Council test bowling rankings, returned home after playing 2 matches with Gujarat Titans in the Indian Premier League last month. Shifting to F1 to close now, the Grand Prix is in the city where the heat is on, with defending champion Max Verstappen on pole position for tonight's Miami Grand Prix. A sprint winner Lando Norris will start from second on the grid. The McLaren driver says he felt comfortable in qualifying yesterday, believes he's in a good position from second.
The car was feeling good. I was feeling good, especially in Q3. It was actually the first run, that the first session where I started to feel a little bit more lively. So, no, a good amount of positives. Not a perfect lap, but I think everyone was struggling to put a perfect lap together, you know. So, still a simple track, but difficult at the same time. But happy with second. Good position for tomorrow. Keeps me in the race, and that's the main thing.
Mercedes.